I'm down here chatting with PETA, and just we're having a few good laughs. But just tell me, man, when you get in there and you line up, I know that the fans and the radio, all we think about is you getting to the quarterback. Is that what you're thinking about as well?
Oh yeah. So on the teams, like, I spend a lot of time in, like, you know, practicing my pass rushing every single day, and my coach always boosts me to keep working on that. And every time I stay on the sideline, I always think about sacking the quarterback. So I would just wait there, waiting for my turn. And I already know by the time I get there, I do the best I could to get the quarterback. So and like, my teammate helps me a lot, so they set it up for me. So it's not just me, but my teammates, like, they helps me a lot.
Right.
So. Absolutely. So a lot of the time we see you just, because you're so fast off the ball, you're ducking under the tackle and getting to the quarterback. But tonight we saw you kind of jab outside and spin on the inside. Are these new moves, man? What's going on?
the whole games I was, like, trying to get off, like, fast. Like, you know, I was stay outside the whole time. And, like, I started to realize it. The tackle is, like, he started, like, kick pretty fast. And I know that he's not going to have enough time to, you know, to catch me if I spin inside. So I just try it, and it works. So.
Nice job. Well,
great job tonight. We're super excited about you guys being 6-0. Defense played outstanding. I'm going to send it up to Frank and Bill.
Bo, thank you. Bill Riley, Frank Dolce upstairs. The Rocket Man, PETA Tamoipenu downstairs. Now, PETA, I want to get your blessing on this. Nate Orchard liked it. I talked to Nate the other day, and I said, Nate, I'm calling your guy PETA the Rocket Man because he just launches like a rocket off the edge. You've got 6 sacks now on the year. Are you okay with the Rocket Man?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Walk us through the first one, which we just heard the highlight coming in. It was that long play late in the game. You're coming off the edge, and it was like you just launched yourself on top of Berkovici. You left your feet and tackled him.
Oh, yeah. So I was standing on the sideline, and Cosione, he told me just come close to him because he's going to send me inside. So I came in, you know, just stay warm by him. And right when he called me to go in, he told me to go make plays. We got 6 minutes or something like that on the clock. So he told me I got to go make some plays. So I tell him, all right, I'm going to go inside there and take advantage of the opportunity I got. So I went in there and, you know, like, I just do my thing. Well, try to get there.
You certainly did. 2 solo tackles tonight. Both of those sacks and tackles for loss, a minus 14. And that, you know, as well as the defense played tonight, that added just another spark. Do you feel like that's part of the thing that you bring to this football team is the spark on that defensive side?
Oh, yeah. So this I don't know. Like, sacking the quarterback is one of the. I feel like that's the only thing that I can help the team. You know, like, you know, third down pass rushing and or special teams, and, you know, like, I just try to do whatever it takes to help this team. So.
How does it feel, PETA, now that you guys have won this game?
Oh, wow.
And you're halfway through the season, you're 6-0, and you've got a 2-game lead in the Pac-12 South.
It feels so good. I remember my freshman year, we were struggling trying to get 6 wins so we can go to a ball game. Mm-hmm. So this year is like, you know, we just win the strike, and it's just like, it's a blessing for me and my teammate. Like, you know, my coaches do a great job, like, preparing us for the game. So I just feel blessed. Like, I just appreciate this opportunity we got to enjoy playing football.
The defensive side is playing so well right now. It just feels like all you guys it's like a big family out there. Everybody has each other's back.
Yep.
Everybody's playing for each other. Is that what it's like down there on the field?
Oh, yeah. It feels like brotherhood, you know. It just feel like family to us. So got some older guys in the team like Sandy, Stevie, Jason, Hunter, a lot of them. So we always, like, you know, we always make sure we listen to them, and, you know, they always, like, make sure they help us, tell us what to do and all that stuff. So it feels like brotherhood out here, and it just feels good because I know when I make plays, I know they be happy. All of them be happy because I make plays. So, like, being, like, you know, not the oldest. I'm, one of the youngest, like, playing. So it just feels good to make plays because I know all my older brothers outside happy.
Well, hey,
excited.
You earned it tonight, my friend. Congratulations on the win. You are going to be Rocket Man for the rest of your time here. just keep launching yourself off the edge, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I try my best.
Peter, you're trying your best and then some. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.